The Weeknd, Blinding Lights.
Welcome to Through My Lens with Clay Daly.
Now we are here in 2020, March 2020 to be exact. And we can't ignore the current state the world is in. The coronavirus is spreading worldwide at the moment, and the practice of distancing oneself, social distancing oneself, minimizing groups, is something that we are all practicing at the moment. For photographers, social distancing for many might be a normal practice already, but for those of you who like to work in groups, even for those of you who have practices that, of course, require the presence of your clients, this is a time to sort of step back, regroup, reflect, figuring out what it is you will do once this passes, once we get to diminish this curve, this peak that is trying to form of this virus that is trying to infect us all. Opportunistic virus. So all of us are hearing, of course, about social distancing. It is all the rage, the term that is. It's a good practice. I promise you that much. My daytime gig is in the healthcare field. And so the guidance, the advice to minimize contact with others right now is definitely good advice. And I would say, spend some time doing some solo soul-searching creations, which, again, most of us do probably. A lot of photographers are very much solo creatures. And if you're, a studio photographer who does have clients, I'm pretty sure there are other aspects of your work that you could be working on right now. Continue to work on those. Provide those to your clients. Maybe diversify what it is you do with your work. Reach out to other photographers who maybe have a back catalog of work that maybe they could have you help edit. You could help with editing, build community, but not face-to-face community, of course. We all have social platforms that we can communicate with each other. We all have FaceTime. You could actually turn FaceTime on. I don't know what they call it on the Android side. Use Skype. Do consultations with each other, but spend the time separate from each other. Spend the time being there with your family. Spend the time protecting your family. And spend the time learning more about yourself. Learning more about what it is you want from your photography. From actually any of your artistic endeavors. Musicians, painters, writers. Take this time to reflect on what it is that you want. What you want to do with the time you have left. Because none of this is... No time is promised to any of us. You have the time that you have on earth. And once your time comes, that is it. That is it. I've actually been spending a good amount of time just having solo walks, taking the camera. Sometimes I don't even raise the camera to my eye, but just sort of reflecting, not entering any spaces where other humans reside, but just walking. Sometimes I end up near this horse farm, not too far from my house, watching the horses just eat their hay, going on about their lives, oblivious to the chaos that is around them sometimes. And it is chaotic. We are in chaotic times. But use your artistic outlets as ways of finding a sort of calmness within you. Have it bring you to your peaceful center, your inner peace. Let photography, music, writing, painting, and all the other artistic endeavors, let those be your calming vices. Let those calm you and bring you peace. So, I found out about this podcast a couple of years ago from Bart Buschatz. And Bart Buschatz, of course, from Let's Talk, the Let's Talk Photography and Let's Talk Apple. And this podcast is the Shutter Time. At the time, it was called Shutter Time with Sid and Mac. It was actually an extremely enjoyable podcast. I haven't listened to it much in the past few months. Maybe almost a year. Those of you who, of course, listen to this Through My Lens podcast know that there were a few episodes that came about because of the episodes created by Mac, the Shutter Time co-host, of course. That actually was part of the reason why I stopped listening to photography podcasts, because sometimes I guess you just have to let people have their podcast and not respond to it. My response to that episode was probably not welcomed by Mac. But the last episode of Shutter Time, episode 288, I believe it is, turned out that it is the last episode of Shutter Time. And I will admit that, just like when Sid had her last episode on that show, I was sad to see the ending of this episode now, this show, the second running basically of the show. That did make me a little sad, because it was a sort of watering hole for us, a gathering space. There are a lot of people I met through that show. And anytime you see something that brought you so much joy, and it does bring a little bit of sadness in. The show had a good run. You know, it's truly sad to say goodbye to a show that had the art of art thing down to, well, an art form. It was really, really good at the art of arting. Sid and Mac going back and forth, discussing. Yeah, sometimes it discussed gear. Sometimes it discussed, you know, other things. But absolutely geeking out on the art of arting was quite enjoyable. You know, for this latest episode, the last episode, I should say, of Shutter Time, I was really hoping that I would have heard Sid come back on the show to send this episode, this show, off in the proper art of arting fashion. One last hurrah for all. Something we could all feel as being worthy of the creative show it was for all of those years prior. Really would have been a something else. And that is probably what makes me saddest, is because we did get to hear Sid on her last episode. But now this is a show that they built together. Like, this show was their show. And I know that the show became something else after Sid left, but it's still, for the majority of the run, for what, 7.5 years was, or 7 years or so, was their show. But this is me saying thank you to the show, the hosts, and all the people I met on that show for giving us the good times. Thank you, Sid, for that show. Thank you, Mac, for that show. The show had a great run. Not many shows on the art of arting left. Thank you for listening to Through My Lens. And for all of you listeners who would like to support the show, you could go to cwdaily.com/support. And there you will see the links to support the show. And the link provides a 99 cents, a 499, and a 599 option. Any of those would be greatly appreciated. So again, that was cwdaily.com/support. Two options there. You have the financial support just to donate. Then you have the sort of buy a print, which is done through Darkroom Tech. And then, of course, you could always share the show with all of your friends and family. Heck, share with your enemies. Thank you so much for being a part of the show, being a part of this journey. I do appreciate you. You'll hear me in the next episode. Be kind to each other. Be kind to yourself. Really, especially be kind to yourself.